So what is the best, if you've come across a situation where you find this person is being depowered, how best may it be done to...
You talk to them. Ah, moment, please. What was that? I like it. That is very funny. You're talking to them like uncle from Holland. Is that right?
Dutch uncle.
Is that right?
Dutch uncle.
You talk to them like one of these peoples and you say, well, I'm not going to shilly-shally about with you. The reason that you are feeling the way you are, feeling so miserable and so depressed and wanting to sleep all the time, the reason you feel this way is because you are extraordinarily angry. And you have pushed your anger down inside and denied it, just as others have denied you. And it is time to let this start to come out. And you start to talk to them about their anger inside. You start to encourage them to look at the angers inside, all the very many discountings that have happened upon their life. They will resist it to begin with. They always do. However, very slowly, very gradually, you will be able to bring them forwards away from the edge of the precipice, you know? And the best thing you can do is to make them really angry. So angry they want to pop you on the nose. Only get ready to duck, you know? And you make them as angry as ever you can make them by telling them truths, by not allowing them to wallow in their self-pities. You know? Let us just for a moment, I'm going to digress just a fraction. Let us look at this word self-pities. It's very interesting. Because humankind have this very, very interesting way of doing things. They like to dig holes, you know, like this. And sometimes they dig them so deeply that they don't know how to find their ways out. And these holes, sometimes you call pits, do you not? And you say, I'm in the pits. Do you not? And you get into your self pits, do you not? Self-dug ones. So when people are, and you say you are self-pitying yourself, that tells you something up here. It alerts your mind to, aha, this person has been digging a hole for themselves to put themselves in. And you can then say, aha, I know what you've done. You have dug yourself a big hole and put yourself in it. I know what that's like. I've done it to my own self. It's not very nice down there, is it? Never lie to them. Never lie to yourself. When you meet people like this, it is going to challenge your own feelings within you. Your feelings of being secure. You're going to have to step out of where you are comfortable in your life and take a risk with somebody. And I say take a risk because not always are you going to be successful at that moment. Because very often they will close their ears and their hearts to what you say to them. So you have to stay outside your place of comfort and wait for them to open their ears and their heart. And you can say to them, well, I'm not going to say any more to you just now because you have just shut your ears and you have just shut your heart. So there is very little purpose to I continuing to discuss things with you until you open up once more. And then you leave them to get on with it. The soul will recognize the truth of the words and it will keep at the path, the ego self that is controlling things until it breaks down the barrier, and then it will come to pass that the soul will come to you and say, you're right, I will listen to you, I wasn't listening to you, I did shut down. Is that not so, little one? And this is what happens. So that eventually the soul learns the lessons that it must learn in order to set aside the despair, to set aside all the feelings of discounting that have happened to them, and to learn how to stand tall and straight in their shoe, your foot casing. You know? What is that funny sounding?
It's the video behind you. Machine coming on behind.
Oh, more machine! Ah, yeah. Oh, your world has lots of machines. So, do you understand a little more of this? What else would you like to know? Never tell lies. Talk to them like. That is it. The uncle from Holland. And then you also always be truthful and teach them about their anger. Don't deny their anger even when they are denying it. It is the very denial of this that has made them push it down inside in the first place, to make them so sad inside. All the many times that they have asked for love and expressions of love, and the grown-up in their life have been too busy, not well enough, too many other things on the mind at the moment. And it seems that all that can be discovered is the wrong things that are being done, never the right things. Always the wrong things are made to be the big thing, not the right things. You must have play. You must have excitement in your life to balance you. So when good things come to your life, you need to be able to share the excitement of those good things with people that are close with you, and know that they are going to share your excitement back with you. There is nothing more depowering than you to have excitement about something and have the one that is close to you in your life that you are sharing it with make small of it or find fault with it. How often have you had this done to you, and how often do you do it to other people around you? When was the most recent time you do this thing? When you are excited, share it. When you're happy, share it. However, be prepared to share somebody else's happiness and excitement also, even though you may not be feeling very excited or happy at that particular moment, your own self. Be happy for them. Be excited for them. And you may just discover one of Sonji's miracles. And that is that whatever it was that was making you feel so miserable suddenly does not seem so very important after all. This is one of Sonji's miracles. You know? And it is because you're following the teaching that is being given.
You know, Sonji, I could have done that when I was in my psych years. But I suppose I asked not to have it done until now, you know, to hear the lesson. But I believe I did what I could do for people that were depressed at that time. But it just makes it a lot more sense now. I've not been there.
It was not meant to be until... Yeah. Until Sonji came, which was some of your Earth years now past. Mm-hmm. Sonji has not just arrived, you know.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Sonji, when you talk when you're talking to these people that are depressed, I feel I take light of what I've been taught and what I probably like to say, because I'd like to be compassionate in the same sense, and I don't want to hurt their feelings. And fear of judgment, etc. So how far can you go with it? You say the truth and just accept the consequences and let them take it how?
When you are feeling miserable yourself, mm-hmm. imagine yourself being miserable. Mm-hmm. What do you do? What do you do?
What do I do?
What is your behaviour?
Oh, I feel sorry for myself. Just sad.
Quite often things go through my mind and I keep, because they are, I put myself further into it.
Now, when you are like this, what happens when you bump into organism?
In grumpy. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, organism. When you meet with...
When you are like this, happens when you bump into organism, when you're feeling like this?
Well, things start to shift and I start to feel better, or things start to come up. It varies, yes.
Sometimes you might get a look. Sometimes you might get a little pithy word said, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that not so? And it is not the organism that is saying, it is spirit bringing the wordings mm-hmm. to give you a little poke. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And when you get the little poke, it opens the door because it makes you cross. And you get cross. Now, who do you get cross with? Organism. You get cross with organism and you get grumpy and you get very short. However, that's all right, because then when you get grumpy, then you get asked, well, you seem to be very grumpy. What's the difficulty? What's the problem? Do you not? Have you got something going on in your mind, or is there something happening? And you can answer or not as you feel you need to. When you don't answer, you are left to your own way of being, are you not?
Mm-hmm.
However, when you do answer, then you get interaction.
Yeah.
More bells. Are you going? Can we listen to the bells? Are we allowed to listen to the bells?
I would say no, but hence the quick exit.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
This is the early stages, so you don't get past to get to the really bad part unless you hang on to everything with great determination and refuse to let go of it.
I'm sort of referring more to a receiving end where friends aren't wanting to be friends anymore because of words that have been said.
So what is the responsibility here?
Well, I sort of feel I just leave them with it. However, in the same part, I feel sad and rejected in the same way, that, you know.
How is it that you feel rejection?
Is he my friend? I take it on board.
How can they be friends?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can they be friends when they don't resonate at the same level as yourself? Yeah, they're not on the same resonance. Mm.
Yeah, most of my friends aren't.
And this is what happens when you come to work with the light and come into spirit workings. You start to resonate at a different speed. You know what it is, don't you, wise one? Where things go faster and slower. You know?
Frequency changes.
That is it. You are beings of light. You are beings of sound, of energy, all those things. And you vibrate. You know, you vibrate at a certain resonance. And the more you learn, and the more you develop, and the greater you expand your awareness, the faster you will learn to vibrate. And the greater vibration of energy from spirit can then come into you and work through you. Do you understand? You know this thing, you have it, do you know, wise one, where you have this energy that comes through your machines and you have a little thing that says how much of it can come through to the next bit.
Attenuation.
I don't have it. You know what I speak?
Mm.
And it only allows a certain amount of the energy that is coming this way to continue on that way. Is that right?
Right.
So, you are like this thing. You know this thing. Here's the energy from spirit, from oneness, coming down like this. Now, depending upon how skilled you have become, depending upon how advanced you have become in your ability to accept the power that is coming this way, you can allow more or less to pass through. You know, this thing, where this thing has different strengths, does it not? Some will allow only a little bit and some will allow a bit more, is that right? Same thing. And you have it. The truths of it are in your physicality world. And it is the same thing. You are like this thing where the energy comes through. So as you learn to resonate faster, so this energy comes down and resonates with you, and then more can come through for what is required. So the peoples that you have to leave behind you are those that are resonating at a slower rate. So the energies that are being channeled through them are much, much diminished in comparison, you know, and can only manifest at times of extraordinariness in their life. For example, when they are having a big explosion in their emotions and their whole life is turning downside up, you know, and they believe everything in their life is completely ruined, then they are open and the energies can then come through much more readily to help to show them how to change their lives, you know. That's how it is that you every so often have written into your life these great upside downings in your life. It is just to give you the opportunity to grow, to expand and to resonate faster. And so that you then change from being this unit that could only resonate at this speed, allowing just this amount through, to a new kind of unit that is able to accept more energies and resonate a little faster so that other powers and energies can come through you. You know? It's very clever. And it obeys the laws of your universe.
What happens, continuing on from that, say if you are on a different vibrational level than your friends, but they support you and their conscious understanding at the level they're, you know, able to accept. Like I seem to know how much to tell them and that, and they seem to support me in that. Is that still right? Like to be around them and stuff?
Well, of course it is.
Oh, okay.
Because what you are is not going to change.
No.
And your resonance must be imparting something to them that they need to have, or you would not be with them.
Yeah.
Trust I on this. You would not be with them. Your lives would part and you would go in different directions. Is that not so?
Like when I try and get away from them, yeah, thinking, oh, they're not supposed to be there.
Don't think at all. That is the big problem. Don't think.
I feel when I try and have tried to go away from them, I've been brought right back there again.
Because you tried.
Yeah.
Don't.
Try or think.
Just be yourselves. Just let yourself learn. Let yourself practice what you need to learn to change yourself inside. Learn to resonate at the faster way of being, the faster resonance, you know? And then you will find that other peoples will either raise their vibration to come in line with yours, or they will go their separate ways. Either is right.
So when you're with them and I feel drained, is there anything you can do? Like, because I really want to be with them, but then when I go away, I just feel like totally zapped.
That is because you're giving too much of your own physical energy out. You're not operating with spirit energy. You have a lot of natural energy of your own, you know? Some people have a lot, some people do not have so much. It is called magnetic energy, you know? And some people live on it, and they live on it beyond their endurance. So they then fall onto the physical energy, which is a little different. That is the energy that the body has. The tissues of your body, the nerve endings and nerve cells of your body. you know, this energy. And you start to draw on that in order to achieve whatever it is being demanded of you. Now, you need to know that part of this meeting of the demand comes from your own ego self. Your ego self desiring to be seen to be a certain sort of person in a certain way and to present to the world this image of who you are. And in doing so, you work very diligently at it. And you're not the only one who does this thing. It is as though you are wearing a mask. Now, this does not mean that the being inside is not reflecting some of that external picture, you know. However, the internal is much is much more calm, you know, and has within it the capacity for a peaceful expression. Be aware that when you are doing this thing and using your magnetic energy and then exhausting it and then pulling out of your being your physical energy, that your ego is doing this. You are attempting to keep meeting the demands that are around you. And this is not good for you to do this thing. The other side of this also is that you are hungry. Do you know?
Yeah.
Hungry. Hungry for something. And you keep looking for these people to feed you that which you are hungry for. Now they can feed you only a little of what it is you need. And then you leave and you are still hungry. And that is where comes your tiredness. So these two things are happening. You know?
Mm-hmm.
When you learn to recognize it within yourself, you learn to recognize this manner of doing things that you do and the way you do it, then you can start making some efforts to change it. And you do this by learning when to stop, when to be silent, when to come away, and when to go. You know? You learn these things. These are part of the lessons of life that you are needing to learn. And you need to learn them now so that when you go to be with these people, you will not come away feeling tired because you will not have been behaving in this other way. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then you will find that you will enjoy them so much more because you won't be feeling so tired all the time. And And you won't be relying on them to feed you, because you will be getting the food, the sustenance that you require from the place that you most need it. And where is that, you ask? From oneness. That is where your sustenance is. That is where the breath of life is. So you reach it, you breathe it, you take it inside you, you rejoice in it. And listen more. Listen. I know you do listen. You listen very well. However, listen some more. And you will start to hear more things. I'm not talking about just with spirit people. I'm talking about people of the earth. Listen to the people of the earth. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to some of the things they say. Don't take it inside you. Just listen. Learn how they are. Learn how they express themselves. You know what I'm saying? Learn about humankind and all their little warts and blemishes. That is part of your journey now. And then you will find that when you're with these people, before you get too tired and before you use too much of your energy or exhaust it, you will find yourself feeling it getting to the point of, that's very good. Your chariots have bellies and you put stuff in them, do you not? So that they will go. When it gets to the point where the bellies are nearly empty, you have a device that tells you that this is what is happening, do you not? So you need to find within you your device that will show you when you are nearly coming to running on empty. You know? That is very good. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
I not have that one. It's very clever. That comes from the man in the white coat to tell you that. So, learn to know when you are getting close to this point, because that's when you need to go and put some more into the belly. Fill up. Fill up?
Yes.
Fill up.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean physical foodings into your face. Although some of that might be needed. Not a great amount of it. You know?
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to enjoy these people and enjoy them with all their blemishes. You understand? So that when you meet peoples, new peoples, just remember to be yourself, resonate at your own pace. You are not responsible for them not resonating at your pace. Are you? They will learn, they will come to it in the fullness of their own time.